Hey babe, welcome back. Whether you are watching on YouTube or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, all the things. In this video, I'm going to be talking about detachment. And in terms of manifesting specifically, this is in response to a comment I recently got. She asked, how do we detach while manifesting? And this is actually really, really important to do, because when you're manifesting, when you're working towards a goal, the obsession and being so focused on the outcome and the result actually blocks your success. And while I can give you like the woo-woo definition or like the woo-woo concepts about that, from a practical perspective, being obsessed with any result clouds your judgment. Okay, it keeps you from being able to act in alignment and focus on your actions, because anytime you do act, you're like looking at the result, right? It's like, remember when you were in school and you were looking at the clock, and then you would be like, okay, let me do my homework. And then you're like, okay, let me do that. And then you look back up at the clock and it's like 2 minutes later. But then on the days where you're like not paying attention to the time, you're just talking with your friends, you're like, oh shoot, the bell rung, it's time to go to the next class. It's because you weren't so like focused on the outcome of getting out of class. You were almost detached about what time it was, and you were focused in the present moment, focused on your actions. And through that energy, the time was able to fly by. Does time move faster or slower when we're having fun? Objectively speaking, no, it does not, right? Time moves the way time moves, like the clock ticks at the same rate every single day. But in our perception, we feel like things are happening faster or slower according to how attached we are to that outcome. So from a practical standpoint, you don't want to be so like obsessed with what you're getting. And it's a lot easier said than done. I totally get this. Being aware of the fact that you are attached is the first step. So if you don't even know what attachment or detachment feels like, then it's going to be hard for you to actively detach, right? So be very self-aware as to how you're feeling. Think about the things that you're currently trying to manifest or accomplish, and then from there, ask yourself, how attached am I to this goal? Like, am I putting more attention on the outcome than necessary? What does it feel for me when I'm detached? So think about something that just came really easily to you, maybe a previous manifestation or anything that happened in your life that you weren't really attached to and it just happened effortlessly. Like, compare that situation to this situation and kind of measure yourself and see like how attached you truly are to this thing. And then from there, we can start to actively choose to detach a little bit. Now, that process can take some time, because when we've placed so much importance on something or some person or some object, it can be really hard to say, okay, I'm just gonna detach, I'm just gonna not care anymore. It's hard. I know it's hard to say like, okay, I just don't care anymore, but you still care a little bit, and I get that, and that's totally normal. The easiest way you can break out of this is to take that thing off its pedestal. So the way you're going to do it is by figuring out what exactly that thing is going to give you emotionally. Because when it comes to manifesting things, like, it's never the thing that we want. It's always the perceived feeling or identity that comes with that thing. So we want the new item, or we want the new car, or we want the new job, or we want the new partner, because we think we'll feel more abundant. We think that we will feel more loved, or we think that we will feel richer or healthier, whatever it may be. So dig into what that thing will provide you emotionally. And once you figure out like what emotion that is, you can then narrow it down to the ways that you can start to feel that emotion now. Because when you start to say, okay, for example, having my dream partner is what I'm trying to manifest. an example, I already have my dream guy, so I don't need to manifest that. But let's say I was trying to manifest my dream guy. I would then say, all right, I'm clearly very attached to this outcome because I want that love. How can I separate? Well, what exactly do I want in a loving relationship? I want to feel loved. I want to feel heard. I want to feel taken care of. I want to feel spoiled, etc., etc. Then the question would be, how can I feel that love now before I actually have the thing that is going to make me feel love? So in my case, this could be taking time for self-care. This could be making sure that everything I'm doing is making me feel loved. This could be making sure that I cut out any people or toxic relationships that don't make me feel loved. This could be speaking up for myself and making sure that my voice is being heard. Once you start to activate these emotions in your current reality, even though you associated those emotions with some distant future thing, you start to take that thing off the pedestal. You start to subconsciously realize that, oh yeah, like I can still have that even if I don't have this goal. I can still find a way to feel this emotion even though I don't have that reality yet. And once you start to feel, then your mind chills the F out. You're able to then see clearly, think clearly, and actually work towards your goal. So then from a place of self-love, I'm able to say, okay, I'm giving myself that love. I know that I can still feel loved even if I don't have a partner to show me that love. Like, I can still show that love to myself. I do want a partner though. That's something that still is important to me. So I'm going to take the steps necessary to meet that person. I'm going to take the steps necessary to make sure that I am the partner that I would want to be with, right? All the steps that you need to take to actually be in a romantic relationship, working on yourself, knowing what your intention is, being authentic, having discernment, being able to tell who's aligned, who's trying to scam you. So there's a lot more that goes into actually creating your goal, but you're coming at it from a place of detachment in the sense that you already get to feel that now. So truly feeling is the secret when it comes to this. Like, it's not really about the thing, it's about the feeling. So instead of looking at the thing like it's gonna change your life, look at the feeling, look for that emotion, and then figure out how you can start to feel that emotion now. And then additionally from this, start to act as that person. So now that you know the feeling, now that you have taken your goal off the pedestal, this is where the fun comes in, because now you're manifesting it from a place of detachment. You're not like, oh my God, I need this thing to be happy. You're like, okay, I'm happy, I'm cool, but like, I want this thing and I'm gonna manifest this. Can you see how those are two completely different attitudes? Like, if you have the attitude that you are okay and happy and complete, but you still want a thing and you're still manifesting it, that's healthy, that's fine. It's normal to have desires. Feeling detachment in terms of manifesting doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want the thing. It just means that you're not like extremely emotionally dependent on the thing, because you can still be happy without the thing. It's from that place that we're then able to really like manifest and create things in our reality, because we're not like obsessed with it and we're not placing our self-worth on being able to have and enjoy that thing. We're not waiting to be happy. We are allowing ourselves to be happy now and still from that place seeking out what we desire and bringing that into our life. There are also things that you can be doing to block your manifestation from happening, and I've touched on this in a lot of my videos already, but I wanted to give you a quick little example because this does have something to do with being able to stay in that detached mentality. You want to set your current standards as if you already have what you've been manifesting. So saying things like, oh, I'll dress like that when I lose the weight. No, why are you waiting? Like, that exact phrase that you're saying is keeping you from losing the weight, because you're not allowing yourself to enjoy your life. You're waiting for something to happen in order for you to be able to be happy. And so that simple example can show you like Don't wait. Don't set excuses. Live your life now. Don't settle for the romantic partners you have available until you get to have the guy you want. Like, don't do that. Set your standards for what you want now. Set it now. Live in that now. And also align yourself accordingly, right? We don't want to have standards and then not live up to those standards ourselves. So make sure that as much as you are energetically aligning, you are also putting in the effort. I don't want to have you think that just because you are aligning your energy and being happy now, that it's just going to happen. It can. Sometimes things just do happen in your favor and you didn't have to work for it. But generally speaking, manifesting requires physical effort. So you will have to put in some effort and you will have to work on yourself in that process. Sometimes the things that we want or the things we think we deserve, we do deserve them, but we have to work on ourselves a little bit. There's something we need to figure out within ourselves. So maybe the reason you haven't gotten what you desire is because there's some work that you need to do on yourself. But first, releasing that that attachment to it and that obsession with it will actually clear your head enough to where you're able to see that and say, oh yeah, I get to have it now, I get to enjoy it now, but I do need to work on this area. I do need to improve this. I can up-level this skill, or I can work on my communication skills, or whatever the thing may be. Okay, so if you're ready to invest in your inner work, you resonate with my message, my style, I have all the courses, all the offerings linked in the description of every single video, so you're always free to check that out. Let me know in the comments below if you have any requests for any content or any questions about what I talked about today. And with that being said, I'll see you next video. Love you. Bye. Mwah.